This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الفقيه هو الفقيه بفعاله ليس الفقيه بنطقه ومقاله وكذا الرئيس هو الرئيس بخلقه ليس الرئيس بقومه ورجاله وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله ليس الغني بملكه وبماله.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه ما بعد. Of the qualities and characteristics of the believer is that the believer is not an isolationist. The believer comes together with the jama'ah of other believers, and the believer cooperates with other believers for the greater good. So the believer is not somebody who cuts off from the rest of society and worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, thinking this is the pinnacle of iman. No, the believer comes together with other believers, and the believer finds communities of believers, and the believer cooperates with other believers for greater and grander projects. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Asr, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. This is the individual. Believe and do good deeds. Then, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Tawasaw cannot occur by yourself. Tawasaw is not individualistic. It is not selfish. You are not a loner if you do tawasaw bilhaqqi wa tawasaw bilsabr. Allah describes the believer to be the one who helps one another in good, helps one another in patience. When you help one another, this means you must come together. And in fact, every single prophet came to form a community. No prophet came so that individuals go and worship in caves and be hermits. Every prophet came to build communities. What is the entire seerah except the building of the Muslim community in Medina, and then the conquest of Mecca, and then the Islamic State is established over there? So the believer looks at the greater good, and the believer comes together with other believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, remember that you used to be enemies, then أَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah brought all of your hearts together. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانَا. By Allah's blessings, you became all brethren together. Allah calls us one ummah. So we come together to form this ummah. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the example of the mu'min to the other mu'min is like that of a brick in a wall. Every brick solidifies the wall. When the bricks come together, they form the magnificent wall. This is a beautiful metaphor. This is a beautiful metaphor. You cannot build a wall except with bricks. And individual bricks cannot by themselves build a wall. If you want to build a wall to defend against your community, to build a house, to do anything, you have to come people together to build that wall. And our Prophet ﷺ said, the example of the believer with the other believer is like the bricks that come together and they solidify the entire wall. You cannot build a civilization individually. You cannot do a communal good except if we come together. And so Allah commands us in the Quran, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Help one another. Islam is not an individualistic religion. Our Sharia is not a solitary Sharia. We don't just cut off and worship Allah and think that we're doing good. No, we find a community. Yadullahi ala al-jama'ah, the Prophet ﷺ said. Allah's hand is over the jama'ah of the believers. Whoever breaks away is breaking away from the fire of hell. We stick with the jama'ah of the Muslims. The jama'ah literally means the group of Muslims. We find Muslims and we support one another. Our Prophet ﷺ said, the wolf attacks the solitary sheep, the sheep that's all alone. And when the sheep come together, the wolf is farther away from attacking them. When we are by ourselves, when we're isolated, our iman is going to go down. Our children's iman is going to be affected. We cannot afford to be isolationists. We must find a jama'ah, and we must be a part of that jama'ah and come together for the greater good. Dear Muslims, this isn't just theoretical talk. especially in this land. Let me be very clear here. No family can afford to be isolationist. Your children must see a community of believers. Your children must be attached to a jama'ah, to a masjid. I'm not just saying epic, I'm being very clear. Some masjid, if those of you are watching online, those of you that are driving far away, find your own communities, no problem. But you must be a part of a bigger project. You cannot afford to cut off and live your own lives. The jama'ah is where the barakah comes. And the believer lives with the jama'ah and finds the jama'ah and cooperates with the jama'ah. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. This is a part of our sharia. We find groups of people that have the same aim. And by jama'ah, I don't just mean masjid. I mean any good cause. Find a good cause that you're passionate about. Whether it's a charitable cause, whether it's a social issue, whether it is teaching and preaching. Allah has given all of us passions to actualize those passions. We cannot do it by ourselves. If we want to feed the hungry people in a country, we need to come and form an institute and do that. If we want to teach Islam at any type of level, we need to bring people and do that. If we want to have a community like EPIC, I cannot do it by myself. You cannot do it by yourself. We have to come together. Ibn Taymiyyah says, it is the sunnah of Allah that the believers come together for the greater good, or else there will be no greater good. You cannot accomplish a magnificent project by yourself. No famous scholar, no mover and shaker of entire Islamic history was a hermit living in a cave. We don't operate that way. So, one of the signs of the believer is that the believer finds a group that is involved in a higher cause and gets together and volunteers or becomes a part of that project and does something for the greater good. Dear Muslims, my advice to all of you, what are you passionate about for the deen? All of us have different passions. Find groups that share your passions. If you don't, create your own one and tell people to come. And then for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come together and cooperate. And you know, when we come together and cooperate, so many things happen. Of them is that our strengths are collected together and our weaknesses are covered up. So I might be strong in one field and weak in another. And my colleague is weak in the very field I'm strong in, and he's strong in the field I'm weak in. So we come together, and you come, and he comes, and she comes, and all of us come together, and we can do collectively what we cannot do individually. Actually, that is how corporations work. Is it not the case? That is how every successful business venture works. You come together and you cooperate. Why then don't we understand our ummah needs the same? The revival of the ummah needs the same. Of the benefits that happen when we come together, we form bonds of friendship, ukhuwa. We form genuine connections. We start to love people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of the benefits of coming together, we learn how to interact. We control our egos. We learn the benefits of being together. And it's always some difficulties will be there. So I remind myself of this hadith. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen to this hadith. The mu'min who interacts with other believers and is patient at the irritations they give him, because let's be honest here, when you are interacting with others, you're volunteering, things are going to happen, somebody's going to say something, you know, egos are going to be bruised. What did our Prophet say? The believer who comes and mixes with the other believers and is patient at the irritation that happens because of that is better and more beloved to Allah than the believer who does not mix with the other believers. So remember, brothers and sisters, of the sign of Iman and of the characteristics of Iman, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Come together and cooperate in all aspects of piety and all aspects of good. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those whose hearts are united upon good. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our efforts and to forgive our mistakes and sins. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cleanse our hearts of any ill will and ill feeling and to keep us all united as one ummah. And inshallah, we'll continue to tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inna al-faqih huwa al-faqih bifa'alihi. Laysa al-faqih binutqihi wa maqalihi. Wa kadha ar-ra'is huwa ar-ra'is bikhuluqihi. ليس الرئيس بقومه ورجاله وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله. ليس الغني بملكه وبماله.